Woolworths could be fined billions of dollars for underpaying close to 6,000 workers. And that amount is currently valued at $300 million, but Woolies admits it could be more. The Fair Work Ombudsman, Sandra Parker, says she is shocked by the admission, and we'll hear from her in a moment. It's yet another wages scandal, the biggest case so far. And given that, AM thought we'd ask Australian workers if they're confident about being paid what they're actually owed. Our reporter, Bridget Fitzgerald, stood outside a busy Woolworths store in Perth's centre to find out.
No, I'd say I wasn't. They're actually looking at different levels of pay across the board. So hopefully something good might come out of that.
I'm out here and standing in front of Woolworths today because I don't know if you've seen the news that they've underpaid close to 6,000 workers. So I'm wondering if you've ever been in a job where you feel like you might have not been paid the correct amount or given your entitlements.
I definitely have in the past, working for some pretty big corporations actually. Things like not being made a full-time employee and working on a casual wage for 2.5 years. That those are my experiences in the past.
And is that something that at the time that you felt like you had someone you could raise that with or ask any questions?
Definitely not. I don't think so at all. I think I probably would have lost my job or just been told, like, especially as a casual employee, you don't really have any security in your role, so I probably just would have been replaced.
Yeah, I think it's a case of the employee having to be aware of exactly what they are and aren't entitled to.
I've tended to be a bit more diligent with my pay and done some investigations on my own. There was a period where I was, the role that I was doing the next role up, and so approached my boss at the time and I got a promotion and the pay rise to that next level.
Do you think it's fair though that it's been on you to point that out and to bring that to the attention of people above you?
No. No, because I imagine that there are a lot of people who aren't as proactive in that regard.
And that's Perth man Adam speaking there with Bridget Fitzgerald.